Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, commercials that aged poorly. Things that aired with regularity that no one would have thought anything about. That now when you hear them, you go,
yeah.
Shake your hands like you just witnessed an awkward conversation start where you know someone just stepped in it.
Yep.
And you're like, I don't want to be here for this.
Yep, sometimes sensibilities change or sometimes the spokesperson stepped in it or whatever, but
for like Bill Cosby, if you missed it, Bill Cosby talking about the good side of drugs, and then saying it can knock you out and you wake up in the hospital, you know, like he did to his victims.
Yeah,
we also heard about Kristen McCullough, the first teacher going to space.
Yeah, and the huge documentary they were gonna do,
1 hour special about what that was like.
Yep. Yeah, we heard about
we're
the warning.
Talk to her when she lands.
43 minutes of showing the explosion from different angles.
The warning signs of satanic behavior. This one I believe we've played before just because I remember the jingle. I think it was for Johnson Outboard Motors.
Definitely.
Or boats or something.
Yes. This one was on purpose.
Yeah, this was on purpose.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. Your friends, and your Johnson. Roofs to tails, water trails, your kids and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights, your girl and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
I take it back. I don't know if it was on purpose. I don't know when Johnson became, that was like an 80s, late 80s thing when all of a sudden the big Johnson t-shirts.
Yeah.
I don't remember like as a little kid, anybody using that as a replacement.
This sounds like 70s. Too.
Yeah, it does. I think that might've been like, oh yeah, it's just a very kind thing. Like this is a representation of your family having fun on your outboard motor in your small boat.
Your girl and your Johnson.
I suspect the people who wrote that knew exactly what they were doing. I'll bet the company might not have realized what was going
That's
on.
That's very possible.
I remember hearing the term Johnson before whatever big Johnson t-shirts were a thing. Like, I remember you would say that. So I think people knew. I just don't know that the company knew. I love that.
All right.
We should bring that back.
Now we're getting into the ones that make me uncomfortable.
yeah.
Do you want to hear about some vegetables from Bird's Eye?
For sure.
Yeah. This was a British ad,
and
right?
This is a British Bird's Eye, right?
Yeah.
And this is one we bleeped.
Had to.
By the way, just going back, my theory that Johnson didn't become a normal slang until the 80s. I looked it up. The term Johnson started to be used as slang for penis in 1863.
Oh.
I just missed it.
I just
missed it, though. So, okay. You know, close mm-hmm. but no cigar.
Hot Wings yeah. right then. Those people knew exactly what they were doing.
Yep. Yes,
they
did. Yep.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. All right. This is for some vegetables, some bagged vegetables from Birdseye.
Hello, fat lovers everywhere. I have a message for you from Birdseye. Birdseye fats will appeal to your whole family. They've made them with lashings of gravy, but they've gone easy on the spice because kids don't like them too spicy. Birdseye even suggests that people who don't like fats could enjoy these.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't understand
sort of
what
British
the product
or Australian
is.
Slang of some sort.
Because I thought that referred to cigarettes.
I've heard that referred to as a cigarette before. Yeah, I don't know how it refers to any type of a vegetable with gravy on it.
Yeah, and in case you're not sure, that an F word that rhymes with maggots.
Mm-hmm. Very slurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even people that don't enjoy those things will enjoy these versions of them.
They tried to reach out to the people with hate in their heart.
I just love how commercials used to be where they just told you specifically about the item. Now it's like, you know, native advertising where it kind of blends in. You're like, what was that really a commercial for? But back then they were like, hello, I'm spokesperson here for vegetables.
Yes. These are vegetables that you would eat in your mouth.
Yeah. Now it might be a talking pyramid made of mirrors.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't even know what this is for, but it's singing a cool song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's a toothpaste.
Smile, a doggy smile for me.
Doggy toothpaste gives you a cool, fresh, tingling taste.
Smile, a doggy smile for
darky?
Me.
I believe so.
Doggy with fluoride protects your teeth for clean, brighter smiles. Doggy toothpaste, so fresh you can feel the difference all day long.
Smile, a doggy smile for me.
That's weird.
Doggy toothpaste.
It's a shame when they have such catchy jingles.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a... Oh, God. It's...
Have you seen the packaging?
I just did.
Oh, yeah. Super racist.
That is...
Super racist.
I was guessing it might have been just a term that... Nope. It's pure racist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Yep. Because I was thinking, you know, like a lot of people use charcoal toothpaste now,
mm-hmm.
and they always want to share it on social media, and you got all the black charcoal in your teeth,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, hey, maybe it's a dark toothpaste. No, just deeply
wow.
racist.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Did not age well.
No, not at all.
Okay, so it looks like that brand has been changed to Darlie.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading.
Yeah, because at first I was confused.
That's
so.
Not far enough away.
And they didn't change the logo much either. The logo is part of the problem.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
Didn't change it much, no.
Good luck with that.
I think we got one more.
Okay.
Today, being rich means leading a full life. Rich people go to work or school just like their neighbors and come back to a real home. A supervised home, right in the neighborhood, where they belong. Being rich never stopped anyone from being a good neighbor.
In a way, okay, so the word is now archaic and offensive to half the population, and the other half is fighting for the right to say it. congratulations, if you win that victory, what does it get you? The message was kind of positive in that one.
They often were
kind of.
Then.
Yeah.
Kind of positive.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, stop saying not in my neighborhood.
That was just the term that was used then.
Oh, there's one. I do have one more. It's a commercial for Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, yeah. This was a McDonald's. Obviously a McDonald's commercial, right?
Yeah, it must
have
been.
They were trying a new recipe?
Yeah.
Terrible start.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Terrible start.
Right. You know, I mean, who doesn't love a good gong?
I have come many miles from inscrutable Orient to tell you of Chicken McNugget Shank.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, is this like when they introduce sweet and sour sauce or something?
To tell you of Chicken McNugget Shanghai. You get free chopsticks with every 9 or 20 piece pack. Perfect for whole family. Also get 3 different oriental sauces, satay, black bean, and Shanghai sweet and sour with every pack.
And as Confucius says, it's always a good time for the great taste of McDonald's.
There were okay. so many different accents.
Yeah, there was Australian
which ones were
there.
Appropriate and which ones weren't. Uh-huh. So, no, I think it's inappropriate for them to give chopsticks with them. That's, you know, a little racist. That's playing into some stereotypes, whatever. But I think eating chicken nuggets with chopsticks is a genius idea.
Yes, same.
Well, how do you bridge that gap? Yeah, you just said they shouldn't do it.
Yeah. They shouldn't give you them with your meal. Like, oh, get
why not?
Free
you just said it's a great tool.
Yeah, what do you do? It would only be okay if you bought them?
If you're sitting at home and you're like, man, I'm tired of getting sauce on my fingers. Using
is that a problem with nuggets?
I don't know.
Also, we have forks.
Yeah, but chopsticks are way more fun.
So if they give them to you, it's racist. Yes. But if you buy them and use them in your own home, it's not.
Right.
Do you not know where your fingers end?
I do, but...
Like, do you have that problem? Like, you dip in nuggets a lot, you're like, oh, God, it's all the way up to my elbow.
Well, with longer
I
nails...
I fell right in again.
With longer nails like Malin's, when you get down, like, if you do a two-bite nugget...
you don't feel it.
Yeah, you don't feel it, and then you get sauce on your nails.
That's even better, though. Better. It's like you have built-in forks.
Yeah, you got little daggers.
You even have less chance of getting it on your finger meat.
Pinch a nugget with these...
Just stab them.
How often do your nails, Maitlin, make you go, God, this is a pain in the ass?
A lot. A lot. They make me wish that I had chopsticks more often.
Because there are times when I like when I think about like life, because your nails are long.
Yeah.
Not super long. Not like world record long, like enough to go around the earth 10 times.
They're
but
long, though.
They're long.
Yeah.
Like typing on your phone. Is that a pain?
No, because I just use the side of my thumb.
But you had to, like, so now it's natural.
Yeah.
But there was a time where you had, well, I guess no, because you probably had long nails before you had the phone.
Honestly, what's harder is now... when I clip my nails off is using nubs to type on my phone, like nubby fingers to type on my phone because I'm so used to it. Yeah.
You probably double letter and miss the letter.
Yeah. I fat finger it all day, That's every day.
Funny. It is all what you're used to. You think you'd ever cut them off or get rid of them?
I have before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not married to it.
No.
You're not going to be that person that has a panic attack if you ever take your nails off?
No. Yeah, I've gone without them before. I actually started getting them done because at one point I thought, man, I might be getting engaged soon. I should have nice nails for whenever that happens.
Just in case.
And did that for like 3 years. And then that never happened. And now I'm single and still getting the nails. Because you never know.
You never know.
I'm laughing, but that is a bleak backstory. That's a villain's origin story.
Yeah.
Where she becomes the love torturer.
Yeah.
Sabotaging couples who have found love along the way.
With my nails. Yeah.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.